This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. A little touch of moisture, a splash of rain. It was such a tease recently, and this tease was followed by hot weather, or more appropriately, followed by summer. Oh, hello, summer. There you are. What took you so long? So even at our home near the banks of the Ojolote, it was time to make sure the cooler was going to blow cool air into our 1991 Marvelette. But that very little bit of rain was just enough to start me searching a blue sky for a cloud or clouds that say monsoon. And you may say, that's a little premature there, Petey. You're right. I mean, this is the month of heat. This is the month of do your stuff outside early in the morning and call it a day, because this is the month of hot. One way to get out of the heat, other than sitting by a cooler duct, is to go up into the hills, into the Sky Islands, a little higher, you know. Like if you're in the Sonoran Desert, you might need to go 4,000 or 5,000 feet higher in elevation. Me, I only got to go 2,000 or 3,000 feet up higher into a sky island to hang out in the shade of conifers and oaks, and depending where you might end up, the shade of sycamores or maples or box elders by some stream somewhere. That sounds good, doesn't it? I was reminded of this wonderful thing to do to get in the Sky Islands when my daughter Katie Mosquito and her partner, significant other, lover, boyfriend, Jared, returned from a hike in the hills with lots of plant stories. Stop it! I told him, stop it! You're killing me! Don't tell me anymore! Wasn't it just last year about this time that Ms. Mosquito and I wandered a favorite trail in the Chiricahuas where we saw many interesting plants, mock orange, there's even a false mock orange, mock orange, and mountain spray, Holodiscus dumosus, a beautiful shrub in the rose family. Dumosus means shrubby, and it is shrubby. And there are many interesting plants lower to the ground, perennials like Heuchera sanguinea, corobels, or alum root. Sometimes it appears to be the only plant on shady slopes where maybe you should be hanging out. Heuchera has had great success as a commercial plant. There are many cultivars, selections of Heuchera, some grown only for their foliage, you know, bronze-colored leaves, yellow leaves. I mean, who cares about flowers? Well, we do. And sanguinea has pink to reddish flowers. And sometimes some plant geek growers, somebody you might know, will grow this cool little perennial in the saxifrage family. The common name alum root, A-L-U-M, root, refers to the roots having astringent properties, and a tea of such is a good cure for diarrhea. So that trail worker, that National Park Service trail worker, is a lot happier after ingesting some of that alum root tea. And why is that lumberjack smiling? Because she's no longer sprinting through the woods with her trousers half off. Thank you, alum root! Heuchera is named after a German professor of medicine from the late 1600s, well into the 1700s, Johann Heinrich von Heuchera. Thank you, Johann. There are 6 species of Heuchera in Arizona. There are close to 50 species across North America. It's a true American species. So curing the two-step all across North America. Yay, yay, Heuchera. And you know what else is on that trail? I mean, I got to get up there. There's a very cool dogbane, Indian hemp, Canadian hemp, genus Aposinum cannabinum. Isn't that cute? Aposinum cannabinum. Aposinum from the Greek apo, asunder. Use the word asunder in a word. The Benson City Council was torn asunder after approving the development. The second part of the word means dog, so it's a dog killer, dogbane. The common name, the hemp part of the common name, Native Americans somewhere used the fibrous stems for ropes, cords. And so the specific epithet of the scientific name, cannabina, means like cannabis, dude. But, you know, from the fiber, the hemp, not the female flower buds. Sorry, dudes. So this dogbane has red stems, rich green oblong leaves, lanceolate, because they got a little point, pink flowers. And on the trail, it's 2 to 3 feet tall and bushy. It's not uncommon. It's found all over North America and around you and me. It's up in the Sky Islands. It's poisonous, by the way, so don't chew on the stems or you will be torn asunder. It has medicinal qualities. Check with an excellent herbalist about that, too, please. You know, I just need to get up there onto that trail, and I suspect a hot day will send me scurrying up into the Sky Islands, because, my friends, the Sky Islands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.